Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, apparently we have an update in the Karen Reed trial going on in Boston. Yep. Sam, can you bring us up to speed, please?
They have come to an agreement today that they have not come to a verdict today, and they have gone home for the evening.
There's much more to it than that.
Yes. Do we have the judge's comments?
Stand by.
Question from the jurors. If we find not guilty on two charges but can't agree on one charge, is it a hung jury on all three charges or just one charge? I got some input from the defense at sidebar, essentially saying if we could just ignore it. We can't ignore it. To me, it's a theoretical question, and we don't answer theoretical questions. I tell the jurors that they're not to be concerned with the consequences of their verdict, and that's exactly what they're doing here. So I would propose, just writing simply, this is not a question I can answer on this and sending it back.
Okay, so jurors want to know, can we find not guilty on the main charges?
So this is exactly what happened in her first trial.
Yes.
Where they found not guilty on charges one, which is second degree murder, charge two, which was involuntary or voluntary manslaughter, and charge three, which was where they were hung in the first trial, which was leaving the scene of an accident.
Yes. So this, I read this, they're telling the judge, we don't think she did the murder.
Or the manslaughter. Would be my read on this.
But we're not real sure. Did she leave the scene? You know why they don't know if she left the scene? Because they don't even know where he died, Scott. They don't know how he died. They don't know when he died. The state cannot answer any of those questions. Did she do it? I don't know. I know they can't prove she did.
Here's what's going to end up happening. Even if they end up hung because they can't decide on charge number three, any prosecutor who brings a third trial against her, after two trials in a row, she's found not guilty on second-degree murder and voluntary manslaughter, is an irresponsible prosecutor who doesn't know how to take a
look. I'll tell you this. You have to watch the Karen Reed documentary. You have to.
I will after I'm done with trial four.
It is one of the best crime documentaries I have ever watched. I didn't even care. I kept seeing Karen Reed in the name, and I knew it was in Boston. I didn't care until I watched the documentary.
Now, it sounds like this is different from the first trial in that they are leaning towards not guilty for the first charge, the second-degree murder charge. But it sounds like some jurors are leaning towards guilty for the involuntary manslaughter, meaning that at least one juror is convinced that she did hit him with her vehicle, leading to his death.
So it's very confusing, and I was watching the news this morning. The second charge is actually voluntary manslaughter. There's a lesser included of involuntary manslaughter, but they clearly are not on that. Sam, there's something in the background. I don't know if Dan's still potted up or not. My thinking is, just like in the first trial, and this is speculation on my part, I'm free to admit it, that they're hung on leaving the scene of an accident, which is charge number three.
I agree. You cannot send someone to prison because she screamed awful things at her boyfriend in repeated voicemails.
It's not a crime.
Police, all you need to know about this case, police never went into the house where they found a dead man on the front lawn. Ask yourself this. God forbid if you wake up tomorrow and there's a dead man on your front lawn, let alone a dead man who happens to be a cop on the front lawn of your house. Mm-hmm. What is the first thing investigators are going to do?
I'm going to knock on the door.
You are going to go. That is a crime scene.
Well, first I'm going to tape off the entire area where he was found.
You protect the evidence.
Looking for footprints.
They not only didn't go in that night.
Because it was snow covered.
They didn't go in the next day. They didn't go in the next week. All you need to know about this case is that detectives, for some crazy reason no one can explain, never set foot inside the house where a dead man was found on the front lawn. That's all you need to know. You cannot convict her just based on that, because what if he died in that house?
And they dragged him out.
We don't know. What if he slipped and fell outside, Scott? I've often thought this is a possibility.
He I got think out that's of the most th- likely.
They were yeah, all I do too, stinking Sam. I do too. Drunk. Fall down drunk. What if he slipped and fell, hit his head on the curb outside?
He runs outside because his girlfriend's obviously upset with him.
Yes, she's screaming.
Get out of the car.
Does it make her a murderer? No. You cannot send that woman to prison. And let me tell you this. You're going to watch that documentary. You are not going to like her. I didn't like her. She's brash. She's abrasive. She is non-apologetic.
A little rough around the edges.
She's really rough around the edges.
Now, one of the lesser charges is operating under the influence.
I think they're hung on OUI.
Okay, prove it. They didn't even go to her house until the next morning. Prove that she was drunk.
You can't prove any of it. This is a textbook case of why evidence preservation, right after someone has been found dead on someone's front lawn, is so critical.
And I need not remind everyone, where were they putting some of the evidence, Dana Wright?
Well, in their own garage.
In a red solo cup. I fill you up.
Yes.
With evidence.
They were using red solo cups from the party.
Correct.
To collect evidence.
Correct. There is also an allegation that evidence was planted at the scene.
Correct.
Was evidence planted? I don't know. The optics, I will tell you, are horrible. It doesn't look good. Can you totally prove they planted evidence? No. The optics are horrible.
But can you prove that she did it? And the answer is no.
No.
And what's so wrong with it being an accident?
It's so sad. Do you know what's so wrong about all this? Is that everyone knows the name Karen Reed, and no one remembers the name of the police officer who died. The family deserve to know what happened? They can't tell you if he was bitten by a dog. One expert says he was. One expert says he wasn't.
To answer your question, Sam, because when a cop dies, somebody has to go to jail.
And if it is a murder, should go to jail.
And you'll see that if you watch Trial 4 on Netflix. And granted,
the answer to my question.
Detective Mulligan in Trial 4, he was murdered in cold blood. Point blank. And somebody should go to jail. The problem was, and this was back in the 90s, or early 2000s, I don't recall, they couldn't figure out who did it, and they had to pin it on somebody.
What's different about the Karen Reed trial is you really don't know. Right. My gut tells me she didn't do it, and if she hit him, she did not realize that she had.
That's right. Therefore, it's not murder. Here's the deal.
It is just as likely, Scott, we don't know, that somebody else stinking drunk drove by there that night and struck him too. They don't know because they didn't investigate.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Sam, you said the jury's gone home for the day. Is that correct?
Yes, the jury has gone home for the evening, and currently they are sitting at hung jury. There is no verdict.
On one of the three charges.
Two.
I thought, no, wait.
So the question specifically stated, if we find her not guilty on the first charge and hung on the rest, is that terms for a retrial on all charges?
Wait a minute. I read
And the judge replied, I can't answer that. I read it the same way, Scott.
No. Listen to this. This is from the New York Post. Jurors asked the judge if they would be considered a hung jury if they were able to find Reed not guilty of two charges, but unable to decide on a third.
That's not the way the judge read that question.
Can you play it back? Play it back if you would. If the Post is wrong, then they're wrong. But the jury said that they were able to find Reed not guilty of two charges, but unable to decide on a third. That tells me that she's not guilty of second-degree murder and voluntary manslaughter.
Question from the jurors. If we find not guilty on two charges, but can't agree on one charge.
She's not saying which one it is. She also says charge.
Corrected. Judges.
Judges. No. That's the first thing I did. Sam, when you played that, I looked at Scott and I go, did they park the car in the garage with the charge?
But not laughing at somebody dying. But if they were to find her guilty on either one of charges one or two, they would almost automatically find her guilty on charge three, leaving the scene of an accident.
Now, she's basically fully admitted that she was driving. The OUI charge, I believe, it's not leaving the scene of an accident. She has admitted that she was under the influence.
Sam, every person there that night was hammered.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Days after authorities say a gunman posing as a police officer fatally shot their parents and wounded 2 others, the children of Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman are now speaking out about their loss. Quoting here from Sophie and Colin Hortman, "We are devastated, heartbroken at the loss of our parents. They were the bright lights at the center of our lives, and we cannot believe they are gone. Their love for us was boundless, and we miss them so much." The suspect in the back-to-back shootings, 57-year-old Vance Belter, was arrested early Monday after a 2-day manhunt. Belter is suspected of shooting the Hortmans shortly after shooting and wounding Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, in what state officials have called a politically motivated series of attacks.
Sam, we were talking about this out in the newsroom. Very little about this makes sense when you start looking into his background. He worked at a funeral home extracting eyeballs and other remains for organ donation. He was a 7-Eleven manager. He was
an evangelical
preacher. If you've seen some of the videos, he's a nut. And then he lives in a million-dollar house with his wife and five kids. Oh, but wait, he also has an apartment with two dudes.
He also did some investing in Africa that didn't last very long and was considered a failure.
I was going to say, something tells me his early career gave him a lot of money because you don't become a philanthropist in Africa.
Or he inherited it.
Sam, what is the deal with the two roommates? And then I keep waiting for them to arrest his wife. Why has there been no update on what she knew and when she knew it? Because we know after those shootings, he texted his family.
He did, but I think
it was too vague.
I'm not willing to say that she did anything wrong, and here's why. It's the text to his wife, Sam. I was trying to find the actual verbatim text. If you have time, if you would, please.
I have it right in front of me.
But it's very vague, and I would almost argue scary. Can you read it?
One of them was. Dad went to war last night.
That was to one of his kids.
That was in a family group text.
That text went on to say, I don't want to say any more because I don't want to implicate anybody.
Right. Which would imply that other people might be involved. But it's the text to his wife that I want to focus on. And if you have it, if either one of you have it in front of you.
I do.
Please go.
Words are not going to explain how sorry I am for this situation. There's going to be some people coming to the house armed and trigger happy, and I don't want you guys around.
Okay, and so right there, words cannot express how sorry I am, which if she knew that he had done this, I bet that would read differently. I'm sorry that I did what I told you I was going to do or what I had to do.
And but then, you have to take them both in. You can't look at this in a vacuum. There's one text to the family saying dad went to war last night. And then there's one to his wife saying, basically, get out of the house. People are coming. Okay.
And she does.
You have to take all of that with the fact that everyone in Minnesota knew there was a crazed homicidal maniac on the loose dressed as a cop assassinating Democratic leaders.
But Dana,
there is no way she did not know.
Yes, there is.
You would be an idiot if you can't find your husband. You got a text last night saying dad went to war. Then you get a text saying, I'm so sorry. I can't explain it, but I don't want to implicate anybody. Get out of the house. Trigger happy. People are coming. And then in addition to all of that, we have a homicidal maniac on the loose that no one can find. You would have to be an idiot not to know that you were married to the guy that did this.
Well, hang on. Let me do this while it's still fresh in my mind. She was pulled over Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
Text came in at 6 a.m.
I understand. But this is important. She was pulled over 70 miles north of where they live at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Which is to say she probably got her start in the late 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
I was listening to the national cable news driving around in my car. It was not announced that there had even been a state lawmaker in Minnesota shot until 9:30. I remember being in my car,
yes,
driving home from the bank at 9:35,
yes,
when Velshi or one of those guys says, we have some breaking news.
Yes.
We're going to get off topic here. A state lawmaker in Minnesota has been shot. She's already on the road before news breaks out.
Which
that
means
a state lawmaker had been shot.
Knew.
No, which means she's scared. She's scared. He's telling her people are coming to the house with guns and they're going to be trigger happy. Mm-hmm.
And why do you think that would be if you're her?
Well,
you have to know that you're married to a nut. You have to know that.
Clearly.
And locally, that information went out everywhere. Scott, the information that there was a gunman on the loose would have been on emergency cell phone alerts. It would have been on highway signage, like the scout system. The police were going door to door. This was huge news in Minnesota. Now, did it take the national news a little bit, like it always does, to catch up around 9:30? If you were in Minnesota, you knew pretty early something was going on.
But he's so vague in these texts. you know, my mind would go a million different directions. Did he get involved with the mob? Did he go sideways with a cartel? Is he in with a gang and something went wrong?
While all of this is going on with Democratic leaders being slaughtered, she had to have known,
but
Scott.
You get this text at 6:30, 6:45 in the morning. You're loading the car. You're getting the kids.
With passports, guns, ammunition, and $50,000.
Right, but what I'm saying is, in the midst of doing all of that stuff, you're not turning on the news. All I know is that some people are coming to the house with guns, and they're going to be trigger happy. He never says police. He never says the FBI. He never says sheriffs. He just says people are coming to the house with guns, and they're going to be trigger happy.
How did she know to take $50,000 on the road with the passports and the guns and the ammo?
I'm not saying she didn't know. I'm just saying I'm not ready to convict.
Is knowing that your husband is crazy and could be involved in some seriously bad stuff a crime?
After the fact, no. If you found out after the fact, no. I'm telling you, the level of preparation with the passports and the cash and the guns and the ammo suggests to me she was fleeing north.
But if she had a pre-planned plan, to flee to Canada.
Like an escape plan because she was afraid of him?
She wouldn't have brought guns.
Mm.
To do what with them? Ditch them in the river before you get to the border?
We talk about this with serial killers' wives. What did they know and when did they know it? And some of those answers will come in those texts between. Because, Scott, if you ever texted me something cryptic and weird, I did a bad thing last night, people are coming, my phone would explode. I would start calling you. I would call Sam. I'd go, wait a minute, what are you talking about?
We don't know that she didn't call him. He wouldn't have answered.
If she didn't call him, what does that say to you?
It leans in the direction. But we don't know that she didn't call. I'm just not ready to string this woman up yet. I'm just not. Because his texts are so cryptic and so vague that I'm willing, at least temporarily, to give her the benefit of the doubt. And I'm just not ready to throw her into the fire with him. Clearly he did it. I'm not even going to say allegedly anymore. I mean, it's so obvious it's sick.
But even if he did say, hey, honey, and again, people have crazy husbands. Even if he did say, hey, honey, I'm going to go shoot a politician, she doesn't know if he's being legit.
Mm.
Where's the crime? Now, if she helped him plan it and there's evidence of that.
Or helped him get away or try to get right. away or helped him get the equipment that he used in these murders.
That's where I'm hung up. Because it suggests to me they're meeting up. She has resources. She has passports. You could be right, Sam. Maybe she was fleeing because she knows she's married a guy who's off his rocker and she knew that some people had been shot.
I think the reason she had the guns is because she didn't know who was coming to the house. If you told me the police are coming to the house, you need to get out of there. I'm going to get out of there with my passports and the kids. Or actually, what I would probably do is just stay. But
come and get me.
But he's telling you people are going to show up at the house and they're trigger happy. And you've got five kids. Load them up. We're getting out of here. Get in the station wagon. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last thing we're going to say about this, the financial arm of this story, it's all over social media. Please explain to me how a 7-Eleven employee who took a side hustle extracting eyeballs from corpses to make ends meet lives in that mansion on all of that property in addition to renting a room with two roommates.
But we also need to update the money in the car.
Seven vehicles. He has seven cars.
They've now downgraded that to $10,000 from the $50,000 first reported yesterday. So it's $10,000. That notwithstanding, the property and that house, the house may be worth God knows what, probably $1 million.
He was getting large sums of money from somewhere.
The property itself is worth millions of dollars. It's on a gigantic plot of land. My only guess is he's got family money. There is no other way to explain it. But as Sam said during the break, there is a lot of stuff about this guy we just don't yet know.
I mean, the political work is very interesting. It's all just, it's interesting. We don't have the details to tie it all together.
913-586-7798. Sure, E in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello, I was just calling because she kept saying that his wife knew. She would have to know. Well, John Robertson's wife didn't know, and I know that for a fact because my family knew them. And my brother and my dad were out at their farm fishing in the pond. They didn't know anything about any of that. And he killed a lot of people.
At least six. That is correct.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, Sheree. Did someone buy that property?
I believe it has been sold. Now, the house, I don't recall. But
there are so many women they never found in that case
that
are missing to this day that is not a property I would be comfortable owning.
I know he was convicted of killing six. I want to say that he was...
it's many more than that.
Yeah, I think they had him pinned on probably 13 or more. Eight or more. Okay. Eight or more. Man, he's still alive, 81 years old, just sitting on death row. Wow. I can remember when that case...
81?
He's 81. I remember when that case exploded in 2000, the summer of 2000. There was a major news conference down at, I don't think it's the, it's not Lenexa City Hall anymore. I think it's their police headquarters on 87th Street. And Paul Morrison was the DA at the time, you'll recall.
Yeah.
And... there were so many national news reporters that had just jumped into the Lenexa City Hall. I was at the official first news conference announcing his arrest, and it was packed, wall to wall. That's how much attention that case got. But he was convicted of six in Kansas and Missouri. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 7798 as we discuss what's going on in Minnesota. There has not been a news conference today, which is to say no official new developments in this case. They are slowly releasing information. We've learned a little bit more about the text exchanges between Belter and his wife, which is a very bizarre, vague, cryptic almost text about words will not explain how sorry I am for what I've done. There are going to be people coming to the house that are well-armed and trigger-happy, and she takes off. Now, Dana and I seem to be at a little bit of a disagreement as to whether or not she was involved, whether she knew.
How can you be married to someone who is that crazy and you don't know?
Willful ignorance is one.
Motivational blindness.
Yeah. I mean, look at BTK, for example.
Someone's elevator is not going all the way to the top.
Well, to
if you look at the totality of everything that she did know, as cryptic as it was, I don't buy it. I think you're right. Motivational blindness. You want to hope that it's not what you fear that it is.
But keep this in mind as well. One of his roommates, he had two male roommates in a duplex or something in Minneapolis. And his best friend was one of those roommates, I guess, or so he describes himself as one of his best friends. He was completely caught off guard. He claims he had no idea that he harbored these deep-seated pro-life, anti-politician beliefs. Think about BTK, back to, motivational blindness. BTK's wife only knew not to ever go in the shed. She feared her husband, right? And she knew never to go in the shed. She knew that BTK was probably not 100% okay.
I think a better example might be Sue Klebold, one of the most shattering books I have ever read, her autobiography about that awful day. And what she said was, as they got word that something awful had happened at the high school, she ran into her son's room,
Dylan,
praying to God that his trench coat was in the house. Because she said, in my mind, if I could just see the trench coat, I could sort of understand then in my mind, make it so that it wasn't him. But she knew it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like,
she knew, but you don't want to know.
Because with Columbine, the images were already on TV from helicopters and on the ground.
And they said it was a kid in a trench coat, and she knew he had a trench coat.
Yes, and then it was later learned that he stored his weapons in his closet. That is motivational blindness.
You got to read that book.
If my kids are listening, here's something Daddy did that you don't know about. When they were not at my home, if you don't think, and I had great kids with great grades who were athletic and played sports and everything, trust but verify. If you don't think that I flip those closets from time to time,
sure,
you're crazy.
In her book, Scott, the ATF, the FBI, all of the sheriff's departments missed one of the long guns that was hidden behind his bed. And they found it weeks later. They found it, had to call the ATF and say, there is a gigantic gun that you guys missed in some pocket behind the bed.
913-586-7798.
We also had another caller who couldn't hang on the line who brought up a very interesting point.
Okay.
If she had knowledge of this going down prior to it going down, and her intent was to run to Canada, we're basing this off of assumptions here, she was driving north, why was she still here when it happened?
Why didn't she leave early?
Why wasn't she already in Canada?
Let's go to Bob in Overland Park. Bob, hello.
Hey, guys. You touched a little on BTK. Another weird thing about him, he was a deacon within his own church, a Boy Scout leader, and worked for a security firm installing home security systems.
And also for the city of Park City as a codes enforcer.
Crazy.
Yes.
Normal within the society, but not quite normal enough.
Not normal at all.
Yeah, that guy's crazy.
It's also, and you know this, tainted, like, anytime someone will say, well, he was a deacon in his church, I will go, yeah, so is Dennis Rader. That does not mean anything to me. There can be really, really, really bad people in church.
And don't forget the Fox Hollow murders guy. I can't remember his name, but he was the one who had the $17 million property or whatever. Was a high-level accountant, very normal guy, and every time his family went on vacation,
he started killing people?
He brought somebody back to the farm, and they didn't leave.
Trying to remember that one.
And he was discovered because his kids were out playing and found a skull in the woods on their massive estate.
The Fox Hollow murders refer to the suspected serial killings attributed to Herb Baumeister, who owned Fox Hollow Farm in Indiana. More than 10,000 human remains, including those of at least 17 victims, were discovered on the property. Many of the victims were young men, and some were identified as having frequented gay bars.
That's what they believed that he did. He would go out to gay bars when his family would leave, convince one to come home, and they never left.
By the way, the Fox Hollow Murders, Playground of a Serial Killer, season one is now out. Just came out. 3 episodes. And you can watch it on Disney Plus. Because nothing says Disney like a serial killer. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So Shawnee police have a suspect in custody after he shot at an officer early this morning in Shawnee. Police were investigating reports of shots fired near 67th and Lackman when they said a suspect fired several gunshots at an officer. The officer shot back. Police say neither person was struck. Officers took the suspect into custody. He's dumb and is now under arrest. MI6 now has its first female chief in its 116-year history.
Oh.
Yes, MI6, the British equivalent of the CIA, I believe. James Bond worked for MI6.
Yes.
Her name is Blaise Metrowelli. Joined the Secret Intelligence Service in 1999, will become the 8th chief of the organization and take over from Sir Richard Moore later this year.
Her name is Blaise.
Blaise Metrowelli.
I love it.
Huh.
I know a male Blaze and a female Blaze. Is it B-L-A-I-S-E?
That is correct.
Yes. Love it. It's French.
She is. So is it, then it's Blaise?
Blaise.
I'm Blaise.
Blaise Matarale. She is currently responsible for technology and innovation at the service. Says she is proud and honored to have been asked to lead. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer called the appointment historic at a time when, quote, the work of our intelligence services has never been more vital. Uh-huh. MI6 is tasked with, you know the deal. Its chief, commonly referred to as C, is the only publicly named member of the service. Miss Metrowelli, who is 47, is currently Q.
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 Okay.
That is her code letter.
That is correct. She is Director General Q.
Q.
But she will soon be known as C.
But we get to know her name because she's
If I C. were to be a letter, what letter would I be?
C. Crazy. it is a cause of arguments in households around the world. And more than 150 years since the toilet paper roll was invented, the question of how exactly it should be oriented still triggers furious debate in households worldwide. In the over position, the next square of toilet paper is facing the user.
Oh,
while in the Lord. Under position, the next square of toilet paper is facing the wall.
There's now, only one correct answer.
Now a scientist has settled the debate once and for all. What is the answer, Sam?
Over.
I would say over as well. Dana? This is why you're C.
It's under. It's under.
Dr. Primrose Firestone, professor of clinical microbiology at the University of Leicester.
Primrose Firestone.
Says the under orientation is actually safer and more effective, despite the image in the original toilet paper patent.
Safer on what grounds?
The researcher points out that the over method requires a second hand to touch the toilet roll. No, it doesn't.
What? If you have cats, the under method is the only way to go.
Correct.
Because they will start playing with it. And if they are playing with it from the front side, then it will not unravel entirely. And if you have it over, then you just have to re-roll all your toilet paper or throw it out and grab a new one.
So Dr. Primrose says...
Dr. Primrose.
...that the over position increases the risk of the paper being contaminated before it reaches your nether regions, which in turn means a greater risk of infection. Well, I am now 54 years old, and all of my life, the toilet paper has been in the over position. I have never had an infection in that part of my body.
Okay. Okay.
Except for poison ivy.
Right.
That was in the front, not in the back.
She'll never talk about it again.
Anyway.
I guess I'm just confused on how more germs get on it.
Because when you flush...
Huh?
The stuff goes flying out everywhere. That's why I hate the hand dryers. And I'm going to tell you, the other day I was at Target and I went in really quick to use the facilities and they do not have paper towels. There was this thought years ago that the hand dryer thing is better for you. It's not. If they've studied this. When you put your wet hands under that dryer, the dryer blows your wet droplet germs.
You just use soap. How many germs can you have?
Everywhere. Well,
you're close, but not spot on. It's actually because it sucks in all of the fecal matter and other germs from the bathroom air.
It's disgusting.
And shoots it directly onto your freshly clean hands. Yeah, I watch MythBusters.
It's so gross.
Nerd.
I will dry my hands with toilet paper if I am in one of those bathrooms with only a dryer.
Why not just wipe it on your clothes?
That's disgusting.
Oh, I just air dry.
Gross.
Just kind of shake them in the
sink. Have you not ever done that and then you walk out and someone sees you and wants to shake your hand and you're like, oh.
And I just simply say, excuse me, my hands are going to be wet because I just washed them. Because
these heathens don't buy paper towels.
Mm-hmm. 913-586-7798. News is coming up next with Dan Weinbaum. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.